As we bid farewell to the festival of Pesach. Goodbye. Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach. It's just about time to pack away the matzah meal and the potato starch for another year. And I hope everyone had amazing seders and a good week of Passover. Tonight, I am unveiling the puppet cam. So we're all looking forward to that. A short story for Pesach, for Passover. Pesach is a holiday with many themes, but one is the importance of being open and welcoming. So whether you are here for the first time or a longtime member, here to remember a loved one, to pray for someone in need of healing, to enjoy music and prayer with your community. Whatever brings you here tonight, we're very glad that you are here. We also welcome the Shabbat angels. Our tradition says there are special angels that accompany us through the Shabbat day. We call them Malachim or Malachei HaShalom. We welcome them with the singing of Shalom Aleichem on page 5.
Malachim Kadosh Baruch Hu Shalom Aleichem Malachim Sharei Malachei Elyon Melech Malchei Malachim Kadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hu Shalom Malachim Shalom Malachei Elyon Melech Malchei Malachim Kadosh Baruch Hu Shalom Aleichem Malachim Sharei Malachei Elyon Melech Malchei HaMalachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Melech HaMalachei Sharei Malachei Elyon. Melech Malchei HaMalachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Welcome the extended Glicklin O'Neill Salas, whatever other last names may be, extended family, all in for Pesach, and any of you who would like to come up to light our Shabbat candles. Our candle lighting is on page 6.
Shabbat is the most important day of our lives. We welcome Shabbat with our preparation by putting out the candles and the wine and taking the time to get or bake a challah. Shabbat comes alive in our families when we are at home. Shabbat is alive with joy and community when we come into our sanctuary and kindle our lights, share our prayers, and sing our songs to God.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eino Melech Haolam, Asher Kineshanu B'mitzvotzo, Tzivanu L'Hadlik Ner Shel Shabbat.
Blessed are you, Lord and dear God,
ruler of the universe,
who makes us holy and the mitzvot,
and commands us to keep the lights of
Shabbat. Amen.
Rise for Baruch Hu, page 8. Age may come up to help us lead when God made the world. So it is, come on forward. You know it. It is traditional between Baruch Hu and Neshma to say a prayer in praise of the awe of the natural world, of all of God's creation. So our family service includes when God made the world. So you can come up and do it up here if you want, or fill in the.
Here, right in there.
Oh, wow. Do you know it? Should I cue you?
They know it. They know it, right, guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
When God made the world, God made it full of light.
The sun shines by day, the moon shines by night.
God made it full of life.
Thank you to our leaders. We continue with Shema, our prayer that affirms the godliness in all people, in all creations. Page 12, please rise.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. 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 Baruch Shekevod, Shekevod Malchuto, Leolam Vaed. Baruch Shekevod, Shekevod Malchuto, Leolam Vaed. Shema Yisrael,
Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, bechol levavacha uvechol nafshecha uvechol meodecha. Ve'hayu hadvarim ha'ele, asher anochi mitzavecha hayom al levavecha. Ve'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam. Beshivtecha beveitecha uvlechtecha v'aderech. Ushochbacha uvkumecha, ukshartam laot al yadecha, vehayu latotafot bein einecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha, uvish arecha, lema'an tizkeru va'asitem et kol mitzvotai, vitem kedoshim lelohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem. Asher hotzeti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, lihiyot lachem l'Elohim, ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way. When you lie down and when you rise up, bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. Top of page 14. Long ago, our people were slaves in Egypt. We prayed to God, please help us to be free. Finally, Moses led us out of Egypt so we could worship in freedom. When we came to the sea, the people sang a song to thank God. Now we pray that everyone will be free. We praise you, eternal God, who freed your people, Israel.
Yeah.
they ate as they were escaping from Egypt. We have had plenty of it. Page 15, our special TBS brand of keeping Shabbat, welcoming Shabbat, celebrating the joy of Shabbat. From Exodus 31, Vishamru.
Shamayim v'et ha'aretz v'sharu b'nei Yisrael et ha'shamah la'asot et ha'shamah l'dorot ha'meruchah u'v'ayom ha'shvi'i shavat v'inafash shavat v'inafash Shabbat Hayyash Vishamru B'nei Yisrael Et HaShabbat La'asot et HaShabbat L'dorot ha'meruchah Vishamru B'nei Yisrael Et HaShabbat
for the tefillah. Adonai, Eloheinu v'Elohei Avotenu v'Imotenu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, v'Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, v'Elohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibur v'Hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, v'Konei Hakol, V'zocher chasdei avot v'imahot, u'meivi g'ula livnei v'neihem, lema'an shmo b'yahava. Melech ozer u'moshia u'magen, baruch ata Adonai, magen Avraham v'ezrat Sarah. The top of page 17. Me, my family, the Jewish people, and Torah, a tree of life, roots holding on to the past, branches reaching to the future, leaves dancing like children, growing and changing with the seasons, teaching peace, caring, sharing, tolerance, understanding, from parent to child, from generation to generation. Page 18. We have come together to pray. Prayer is sharing and singing, reading in quiet moments. When we pray, we talk to God about the things that are most important to us, trying to be the best person we can be, or how we can make the world a better place. At any time. But this place, our temple, is special. When Jews gather together to pray, the place where we gather becomes holy. Holy means special and blessed by God. This place, our temple, is holy. Here in our temple, we pray that we can live holy lives, making peace and always caring for others. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, who helps us to be holy as you are holy. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Melo kol ha'aretz kevodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole universe is filled with God's glory. You may be seated. Page 19, our prayer for Hoda'ah, for giving thanks. God of goodness, we give thanks for the gift of life, wonder beyond words, for our light within, for the world around us so filled with beauty, for the richness of the earth which day by day supports us, for our friends and families who love and take care of us, for all that we are and all that we can be. For all of this and more, we give our thanks. We wish for a world of peace and harmony, for humanity and for all the natural world. We're introducing this evening a new Sim Shalom by Craig Taubman, and the words are in your service folder. Get used to it. It's a pretty one. It's upbeat. So at our Seder, we recall when our ancestors began their journey from Mitzrayim, from slavery in Egypt, to a new life in their own land. We pray for our land of Israel in the middle of page 21. We pray for Israel, her land, and her people. Protect her against hatred and war. May her promise bring comfort to those who seek safety, equality, and acceptance for all her people, men and women, throughout the land and every sacred site. May Israel live to realize the hope of our prophet, that she be the light unto the nations. May the bond between Israel and Jews around the world be strengthened with respect for all Judaism, as together we love Torah, our history, and our values. Amen. Page 24. As we begin to see the natural world return slowly to blossoms and buds and rebirth, we pray that those who are ill or are injured or in recovery also find that same rebirth in their lives. At this season of renewal, we pray for renewal and healing for all who are in need, emotional and physical. And we join together in our prayer for healing, Misha Berach, at the top of the page. Prayers of our hearts.
Shalom bimrama, hu yaaseh shalom aleinu. Use shalom bimrama, hu yaaseh shalom aleinu. Use shalom bimrama, hu yaaseh shalom aleinu. Say shalom.
first time in TBS history, the TBS Torah Cam becomes the Puppet Cam! Okay, you ready? God wanted to help the Israelite slaves who were treated very badly in Egypt. God needed to choose someone from all the Israelites who could help lead them to freedom. But who would God choose? What was God looking for in a leader? Our early rabbis asked that very question. So they came up with this story called a midrash to answer the question of all the Israelites, why Moses? Well, Moses, as you know, grew up in the Pharaoh's palace. He did not know he was an Israelite. When he was still a young man, he saw an Egyptian taskmaster being horribly cruel to an Israelite slave. "Work harder, you slave. I will beat you until your skin is raw." Well, Moses was horrified. He got very angry and he lost his temper. And he hit the Egyptian hard to make him stop beating the slave. Whoa, and he got tangled in his rope. Well, he accidentally hurt the Egyptian very badly. Uh-oh, this was not the reason why God chose Moses to lead the Israelite people. Well, Moses knew he was in a lot of trouble. He was very frightened. Whoops. And so he decided he just had to run. He ran and ran into the desert, and he kept running and running. He just kept going on and on. Okay, and very good. And finally, he came to a well, and he sat down next to it. A group of seven women came over to draw water out of the well, but a gang of shepherds, wait, not German shepherds, Middle Eastern shepherds came over and started harassing the women. "Hey, you girls, you don't belong at this well. This is men's work. Yeah, go back to your mommy." While Moses stepped in, "Hey, you shepherds, stop bullying these women and let them draw water out of the well." Well, they grumbled and headed off. "You're ruining our fun. Who is this guy anyway?" Well, the women thanked Moses. "Thank you so much for saving us." And Moses helped them get water from the well. But this is also not the reason that God chose Moses to be leader of the Israelites. The women went home. And they told their father, whose name was Yitro, and Yitro was a religious leader of his people out in the desert, and they said, "Oh, this Egyptian man helped us get rid of these bullies and helped us get water. Well, girls, why didn't you bring him back here? Where are your manners? Let's offer him food and water." So they went back, and they brought him back, and they got him all cleaned up, and they got him looking more deserty, and a little more Moses-like. And they fed him some food, and he stayed with Yitro and the sisters. And eventually, he ended up marrying one of the sisters, Tzipora. And they were very happy. And Moses liked hanging out with Tzipora and Yitro and living there, and his job was to tend the flock of sheep. And meh, meh, meh. And it brought him a lot of peace to be out in nature and just be with the sheep, and he really enjoyed this lifestyle. Well, one day, one of the little lambs from the flock ran off away from the herd and ran and ran and ran and kept running. And Moses was like, come back, little lamb. He knew that the little lamb wasn't gonna make it on her own. And he knew that this was not good. And so he just kept chasing the lamb, and the lamb ran and ran and ran until finally the lamb came to a river. And the lamb started drinking. Oh my goodness, this lamb is so thirsty. Oh, that's why the lamb was running away, because she was so thirsty she needed water. Now I feel terrible that I chased her. She must be so tired. So finally, when the lamb was done drinking, Moses picked up the lamb and carried her back to the flock. And it is this kindness toward a tiny animal is why the rabbis say God chose Moses to lead the Israelites, because of his compassion for each individual creature in his care, because ultimately, kindness and caring are what will save our world. The end. Pop the cat! And thank you to Harry. All right, I'm just gonna toss this up here. So before we do Aleinu, we are going to count the Omer. We count off every day between the second night Seder and the holiday of Shavuot, which is the holiday when we celebrate the Jewish people receiving Torah at Mount Sinai and receiving our mitzvot, the day when we really become a religious people. So there are 49 days in between the Passover, when we escape slavery, and the high point of receiving Torah. So in your service folder is the blessing and the count for tonight, which is the seventh day. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al sfirat ha'omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, source of all life, who makes us holy with mitzvot and has given us the mitzvah of counting the Omer. Hayom shiva yamim shehem shavua echad la Omer. Today is the seventh day, making 1 week of the Omer. And we continue with Aleinu on page 25. Please rise.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Page 27. There are stars up above so far away, we only see their light long, long after the star itself is gone. And so it is with people who we love. Their memories keep shining ever brightly, though their time with us is done. But the stars that light up the darkest night, these are the lights that guide us. As we live our days, these are the ways we remember. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members, Carol Lewis, Ruth Margulies, Yetta Trachtenberg, Susan Feitelman, Sheldon Miller, Toby Konigsberg. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members. Florence Konigsberg Brody, aunt of Jim Konigsberg. Leona Grubb, aunt of Tammy Stein. Merle Jordan, friend of Barbara Jamori. And Arlene Saul, the mother of Kevin Saul, who died on Wednesday. We remember the yard sites, the yearly anniversaries of death of these beloved loved ones. Seal Freed, Bruce Glenberg, Julian Harper, Isidore Goldberg, Miriam Levine, Ann Salas, Ben Schwartzberg, Joan Trachtenberg, Abraham Fisher, Max Rosen, Gina Sari, Stephen Ressler, Helen Eppner, Harold Keitelman, Michael Pipkin, Rose Podgainy, Sheila Roman, Otto Cortese, Jerome Joseph, Corporal Daniel Freeman, Rita Grad, Rose Wise, Ida Diamond, Jacob Watkins, Sarah Rosemarin, Regina Aide, Thelma Girding, Susie Schoenberger, Nanita Soledad, Grace Stain, Ronald Thompson, Leah Shostak, Joseph Blovstein, Barbara Wolf, Milton Vineski, Sharon Pahonik, Ralph Mickelson, Ann Gordon Davidson. We honor the memories of all of these cherished loved ones as we together recite Kaddish on page 28. Please rise. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabah. B'alma divra chirute v'yamlech malchute, b'chayechon uv'yomechon uv'chaye d'chol beit Yisrael, b'agala uv'izman kari v'yimru amen. Yehe shmei rabba mevarach le'alam olmei almaya, yitbarach v'yitpach v'yitpar v'yitromam v'yitnase, v'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shmei d'kutsha berichu, La'ela min kol berachata v'shirata, tushbachata v'nechemata, dami ran b'alma v'imru, amen. Yehei shlama rabba min shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. O se shalom b'imrumav, huya ase shalom. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. V'imru, v'imru, v'imru. Be seated. We will move from this moment of sacred memory to celebrating our April birthdays. Do we have any children's April birthdays in the house? How many of you had to have matzah meal cake? How many adults have memories of matzah meal birthday cakes? My brothers, is every once in a while. Really? Are there no April birthdays? Do you want to come up, Asher? Cool. You get a whole bunch of frisbees. So the month, come on over. I know there's a lot of stuff up here. So Asher, how old are you, turning or did you turn?
I'm turning.
Turning how old?
Nine.
Turning nine. When?
April 29th.
Okay, so you get to have a real birthday cake, so that is very cool. And just as April is the month of gifts of spring and renewal and rebirth, we hope this is such a wonderful year of you bringing your gifts to the world, as you bring your gifts to your family and to us. And we're so happy that you're here and you're growing another year. May it be a wonderful year of new friends and new adventures and fun. Have a happy, happy birthday. And here is the birthday. Thank you. Oh, and stay up here and do we have Kiddush? Do we have a Kiddush cup? Am I not seeing it?
I don't see it either, but I see the matzah.
Okay. Do we have a Kiddush cup? Am I just missing it?
Oh.
Ah, see, I was not expecting that. So if everyone will please rise, and Asher, I'll have you come do this with me. Kiddush, you can stand next to me over here. There we go. Kiddush on page 29. Do you want to read that along with me? Okay, the seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kishanu b'mitzvotav, v'ratzavanu, v'shabbat kodesho, v'ahava u'ratzon. Doing that. It really is juice. It should be okay. So I love Passover. It's one of my favorite holidays, but I have to say this is one of the sadder moments of the year. When the challah cover comes off and it's matzah, it is a little disappointing, but here we go. Whoa! And it slides more than the challah does too. Okay, well, we're going to get some yummy matzah. Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, we give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. Amen. You may be seated.
All right, matzah. Shabbat Shalom. My name is David Charrington. I'm the president of Temple B'nai Shalom. I'm so pleased to see everyone here for Shabbat worship. Thank you, Rabbi Rappaport, for leading us in worship this evening. Thank you, Rachel and Rob, for leading us with your beautiful voices and music.
You know you're in the bottom of the ninth when the president steps up to the plate to begin his remarks.
I'm sure I know when you're going to pitch the congregation during his hour.
Gentlemen, I'm hearing some baseball themes here. If you guys think you can hit a home run doing this, why don't the three of you step up to the plate and take a swing? I'm glad to see the three of you pinch hit for me.
We have to step into that spot.
Well, congregation, let me tell you about a big, fantastic, special Friday night special service coming up on Friday, April 27th to honor our very own founding rabbi, Rabbi Perlin.
Who will be at the service?
Who will not be at the special service, but let me tell you who will be there.
I thought you said who will not be there. Will Miss Achai be there?
No, but Mr. Lowe will. Sheldon Lowe, to be specific.
Sheldon will be specific? I thought Sheldon was going to be himself.
Andrew, I understand. Do you know who else will be in attendance that night?
I do know who else.
You do?
Yes, but according to you, he won't be there.
Well, let me tell you what other people will be in attendance that night. We will have a special sermon delivered in honor of Rabbi Perlin by Rabbi Aaron Pankin, Hebrew Union College's Institute of Religion president. But that is not all that is going on that weekend in honor of Rabbi Perlin.
What else is going on?
Well, I'm glad you asked. On Saturday, April 28th, there'll be a gigantic, not to be missed, free event for all of our congregation. It will be a TBS musical celebration and Havdalah two-hour concert. A two-hour concert.
Sorry, Rick Wreck and his little buddy Sheldon Lowe. With Tenderbox and Beth Schaefer, Havdalah and desserts will follow this special concert here at Temple B'nai Shalom.
Is that all, Diane?
There will be one more special event that weekend, Mitzvah Day, on Sunday, April 29th, in honor of the Perlins.
I thought we ought to make every day a Mitzvah Day.
Yes, Andrew, but this day will be different from all the rest.
I know! The whole congregation will be invited to participate at TBS Annual Mitzvah Day involving some of the Perlin's favorite causes. Don't miss it.
Thank you, Mr. President.
What can I say? You've hit a home run and then some. Sounds like a fantastic weekend. Make sure everyone attends. Shabbat Shalom.
And we continue with the echo version of Adon Olam. So am I leading over here? Are you starting?
Well, we can split them out.
Okay, now I'm
Adon Olam.
I don't know love.
I share my love.
Share my love.
With Aaron Cole.
With Aaron Cole.
Tierney Brown.
Tierney Brown.
We ain't no sign.
We ain't no sign.
The hips are cold.
The hips are cold.
As I'm a lecture money cry, I don't know love. Beyond the rake, you turn the cold. Live, I know you mock the wrong. I don't know love. But who I am, but who all that, but who we ever take for I don't know love. I don't know love.
I don't know love.
I share my love.
I share my love.
Tear and pull.
Tear and pull.
Tierney Brown.
Tierney Brown.
We ain't no sign.
We ain't no sign.
The hips are cold.
The hips are cold.
I don't know love, but who have I? The ain't she me? The hach shalom, the hach pira. I don't know love, but the reishi, the tachli, the lohos, the hamisa. I don't know love, I don't know love,
I don't know love.
I share my love,
I share my love.
The tear and pull,
the
tear and
pull.
The ain't the sun, the chefs are cold.
Shalom. May God's compassion and kindness fill your heart in the week to come. May it bring you peace and comfort, and may you share it with the world. Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach.